from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm very content with where I think everybody is on Cleveland outside of here, which is a little more mellow than we're used to. I'm okay with that. Because then if the Browns come out week one and win big, well, then it feels like, then it's just our party. If the Browns come out and lose, there is a pathway forward that the next couple weeks, we might have to have a little patience as this thing gets rolling. To talk about patience with the Browns, to talk about vibes. This is a man. When we think vibes, we think of James Palmer, underdog fantasy NFL reporter, now joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. James, vibes, are they up or are they down?
I thought they'd just be more active. I'll be honest with you guys. Like I was saying this, I think I was on Bleacher Report last week just talking about Deshaun Watson going, I don't know why this isn't a larger storyline nationally. I mean, this is a really good roster. This is a team that won a lot of games last year. I was there for a chunk of them. And why aren't we talking nationally about Deshaun Watson and what we could potentially see from him, what we think we'll see from him, more frequently? Because this is a team that should, again, win a lot of games. And if he plays like he's played, you know, like the quarterback that they went out and gave up the draft capital and the financial toll to get him, like, this is a Super Bowl contender. But that's a big question mark. Why haven't we been talking about it? I don't know. I'd love to chat with you guys about it because I've been dying to talk about it.
Well, since you opened the can of worms there with Deshaun, James, look, I honestly don't know what to expect from Deshaun this year. I know what I should expect to see from him, and that is a player that is playing like a top-tier quarterback in the NFL that's making $46 million a year. But I don't know if the Browns are going to get that guy this year. So let me ask you, where are you at with what you think or expect to see from Deshaun this year?
I think we're going to see him be a little more comfortable. I think that's huge. I think what Ken Dorsey's brought in is it has a lot of similarities to what he had in Houston, which I covered him as a beat reporter for the Texans way back in the day. And some of the things that Bill O'Brien set him up to succeed with, Ken has brought those back, and it's a lot of the gun. He operates and sees the field so well out of that, running the football out of that, operating with the pistol, doing some things that lets him use his physical abilities. The scary part is, as he gets older, he's a quarterback that plays the position in a manner in which, let's just say it, he gets hit. Like, there's contact in the way he plays the position, and I think that's the thing, as he continues to play, that keeps you a little bit fearful. If he can make sure he stays healthy, we know he plays through injury, but if he can stay healthy and kind of avoid some of those hits, I think we'll see a much more comfortable Deshaun Watson. I mean, talking to people there, they do feel like as camp kind of rolled on these last like 10 days of camp, he definitely kind of found his groove, I was told, like got a little bit more comfortable. The arm is fine. I know there was obviously the arm soreness stuff that popped up, but like they do think the arm is completely fine. I just think the comfort level has to be there. And with what's going on at the O-line in front of them, that might make it a little bit difficult when Micah Parsons is chasing you around. But in terms of weapons and the way this offense should go, I was talking to some OCs the other day that they were like, David Njoku should have a season in this offense and the way it could be set up for him. And so there's some positive thoughts around it. You just got to go see it. So what you said is exactly right, because I don't think anybody's seen it yet.
James, what do you see as the ceiling with the Browns with a healthy, productive Deshaun versus the ceiling for the Browns with a not healthy or limited productive Deshaun?
Well, I mean, would they win 11 games last year?
I believe so.
Right? I mean, and they didn't have a healthy Deshaun. And, I mean, they should be a Super Bowl contender with him healthy and playing, even if it's slightly below what they gave up to get him. I mean, he used to. I mean, when they did that, that season in Houston, that last year in Houston, the team was terrible. He was unbelievable. If he plays even in, like, you know, like a top 10, 12 quarterback, they still should be potentially a Super Bowl team because of the way this defense is built and the way that they should be able to get after a quarterback. Like, they should sack Dak a good amount, honestly, I think, come Sunday. I mean, with the way that Jim Schwartz can do this. I mean, I remember on NFL Network last year, I was saying repeatedly, one of the biggest offseason acquisitions in the NFL was Jim Schwartz. Like, I know we talk about players a lot, but, like, that was one of the biggest things that happened in the league. And so I think you just look at the way this roster is built, the talent that they have on all three levels of their defense and where they are. They have enough talent at the skill position players. I really believe that. And when Nick Chubb comes back, I think they should be that. If he plays at a low level, I still think they're a borderline playoff team.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned Jim Schwartz last year. I would argue the biggest acquisition for them this offseason, not Jerry Jeudy, but Mike Vrabel as air quotes, senior coaching consultant, a.k.a. David Njoku's personal tight end coach, which is why I think I agree with you, James. I think Njoku, coming off a Pro Bowl season, he was so explosive with Joe Flacco, a quarterback. I'm with you. I think Njoku is in store, if he's healthy, for just a monster year.
Yeah, I the way this offense is built, it can really play to his strengths. And if they develop a really good relationship and rapport, him and Deshaun, I think the way this thing is put together, he really should build off of that. I mean, it was great to see it come together for him a season ago. And he's a tough cover, man. I mean, I tell me the corners, specifically slot corners, too, that, like, you know, are on the smaller side. They're like, yeah, I want to go tackle that. Like, no, like, it's an intimidating player coming down the seam, and they can utilize him, I think, quite a bit. And I love that you brought up Vrabel. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen him coach up close and personal and latch on to certain players and change the course of their season. It happened when he had Jadeveon Clowney when he was down in Houston and he was a position coach. He's done it with certain players that he sees something in. I mean, I think it's a travesty. He's not a head coach in the NFL right now. It's just insane to me. But, hell, that's a great benefit for the Cleveland Browns to have that mind and that type of teacher in the building, and who also, you know, has quite a few touchdown catches of his own playing the tight end position, I believe.
On the field, the biggest acquisition this offseason was Jerry Jeudy, getting him from the Denver Broncos. They quickly gave him a contract extension. What should Browns fans expect to see for Jeudy and his impact in this retooled Ken Dorsey / Kevin Stefanski hybrid?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Offense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm standing in Denver right now. I mean, I watched him in Denver quite a bit. It just didn't really fit. I mean, early on there were some injuries, and then when it came with him playing with Russell Wilson, that was less of a, you know, a Jerry problem and more of a just Russ plays off schedule, and you got to kind of, you know, Jerry is a really good route runner. I mean, he can put you in a blender, and that just quarterback receiver style there didn't fit all that well. He can create space. I think this is a really good opportunity for him to go and exploit defenses in positive type of matchups that they're playing his favor. I mean, we just talked about Dave Njoku and what he should probably draw from defenses. You still have Amari Cooper. You're going to have, when Nick Chubb comes back, a run game. Like, he should be in a position to be in a favorable matchup that he should win, honestly. He runs unbelievable routes. I mean, you go ask the corners that are really, really respected in this league what he's like in his release getting off the line. I just think he has to block out the noise. That was a huge issue in Denver. Just kind of, you know, all the things that come with being a star receiver and not producing on the field that come, you know, from the media, from the public, from social media. If he blocks all of that out, I think he has the ability, we know that, physically and as a football player, to go out there and put up numbers. It's there. We just haven't seen it for one reason or another, and it's almost been one thing each year that's kind of held him back a little bit, and hopefully that doesn't happen this year.
James Palmer, Underdog Fantasy NFL reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So I've read a few different national pieces on, you know, predictions for the yearly awards, and one name that I have not seen for comeback player of the year in any one of those pieces is Deshaun Watson. Do you think that do you view him as a viable candidate for comeback player of the year as we get ready for the season?
I think so. I mean, he missed enough time, right? And it's with an injury. Like, I always look at that position, I mean, that award, and go, all right, what's kind of the criteria that stands out? Like, I know everybody's probably picking Aaron Rodgers, right? You got probably Kirk Cousins on that list as well. But, like, when you have an injury to your throwing shoulder as a quarterback, and you miss the time that he missed, and he hasn't really played football in, what, like 10 months? I mean, that puts me, I think, in my opinion, that puts him right there in the ability to win it. If he goes out and plays at the level that we've seen him play in his career, I know it's been a minute. We all know it's been a minute. Everybody in Cleveland knows it's been a minute since he's played at that level. But if he goes out and plays well, I mean, I don't see how he wouldn't be in the conversation at all, considering the injury and the position.
James, great stuff, man. I hope you get to the bottom of why nobody's paying attention to the Cleveland Browns. I like it that
like
we're there.
Thing of mine. Yeah.
But if you get to the bottom of it, let us know, okay, bud?
Yeah, you guys got it. Go Buckeyes, by the way.
Ooh.
Huge. I really did love my squad, what I saw out of some youngsters. And Will Howard, I really, really liked the way, you know, the big man moves. I didn't really watch him a whole lot before.
I got so
his
this
size, man, he can move.
I got to ask you real quick here, because I took some flack on this. One game in, he is so much better, just talent-wise, throwing-wise, than Kyle McCord. Do you share that take with me?
And that's a tough thing for this Philly kid to say about a guy from the prep. But listen, he is so much better than Kyle McCord. He really, actually really is. I mean, I know early on in the game, I was just like, man, he settled in, man. And, you know, we're going to be able to use him in running the football in third and short and things like that. Like, he's a big, accurate passer that can also use his legs. I was really impressed.
I love that. Now we agree. James, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
James Palmer there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trek. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.